And in my lack of technical expertise, I went to accept her first comments for the first one, and they all disappeared.
Just the first one.
I know.
So we don't know how to make it come back.
I'll go back in and put it in because I'm pretty sure I saved it on a Word doc.
Thank you.
And then I can just edit directly. That would be better.
Thank you.
Hello.
I see the city council here.
We're in good hands. We've got two great people.
Who was the new gentleman?
Tom House. He's gone tonight.
He's out tonight. He won't be in tonight.
I came down to beat him. So. I know everybody else. Okay. If he's here next time, let me know. I want to meet him.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. So I can go in and just add the edits without adding the amendments comments, if that helps.
Yes.
I just didn't want to overstep. Okay, I can do that.
Really good.
Oh, good. Well, and if we need to condense further, we can do that. I don't know how they're going to look.
They look like they were about the right length. Usually when I do them, they're like 6 to 8 lines.
Okay.
And I think I went through, at least what I had looked like in most cases, it was longer than what you had. Because you in the process of editing it, you seem to have condensed it down from what I had put.
Yes, I tried to. Is that what you wanted?
Okay. Okay, because people, they don't want to read long. So
I agree.
Little snips.
Sure.
What is her name again?
Lisa.
Lisa.
So she's out in the city council.
Oh, and she's kind of like a...
She's like our liaison.
We're supposed to have a rep from the city council.
Oh, I see.
So she's Lisa Kohler?
Lisa Kohler. Okay.
So if you could do that and just accept those as the version...
Okay.
Then we'll probably look through it just one more time, just as a second set of eyes to see if there's anything that, and then we'll take it down and get those manufactured so in the spring we can get those installed.
Perfect.
At those 9 sites. The one I'm concerned about is the one up by the new stoplight. It's for the little home on the corner, that little
that's all by itself?
Unrefurbished home. I'm worried that that may be damaged in the process of them putting in
that. That one and the one across the street.
Kitty corner.
So I think
there's 4. There are 3 right there in that intersection.
And it's just a light, right? It's not around that.
It is a light.
They're putting in a stoplight up at the corner of north of Main Street and River Road.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's just a matter of us letting Wes know that we have concerns and... Because he's over the project, isn't he?
I think so, although he's out. I'll find out.
So we've got 3 on the...
Three
of the 4 corners have those signs, and we just want to make sure that if they need to remove them and put them back later on, then we can do that. But I just don't want them to...
That's a great point. Okay. Do we remove and replace?
So is that locked in? Or
They're doing construction right now.
Oh, right now. Oh, okay.
Running all their equipment yesterday and today.
I was wondering if a circle might be nice right down there.
They tried, like, years ago when they put in this first stoplight, and they talked about that.
The
they'd have to get probably
3 corners.
It was going to be huge, and so it's
we
like...
We make sure they don't get damaged, or we don't put them in before the work's done, maybe? I don't know.
Well, they're in.
They're there.
Oh, they're in.
Yeah.
They've been there.
And so we just need to make sure they're
damaged. Just don't want somebody to run over them with a backhoe.
Yeah.
Wonder if we should take them out until it's done.
Probably is not a bad idea.
Do we need Public Works to take them down? Who put them up?
Public Works. They'll probably be like, we just put them up.
Did they put those in concrete?
Yes.
I don't care if they put them in concrete. I think we should take them down. They're going to get ruined.
Okay.
And where do we store them?
Okay, I'll talk to him about that.
Where do we store things like that? Is there a
building place?
Yeah, I think they'll keep them in Public Works.
And it'll be okay.
Yeah, I'll make sure. I'll take care of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I noticed yesterday the one on the one corner, there was stuff stacked really close to it.
Yeah.
So
I've been watching them, and I'm going, yeah.
Okay.
So that would be good, and then if you can just accept those as the version that we're going to use, and you'll see the one that I prepared for the Coleman store, and that needs to be edited.
Okay. And that's on that Google Doc.
Mm-hmm. And we need Jim to look at it to just...
Okay.
The Coleman store. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I'll send that one specifically.
Remember it.
Yeah. Do you?
Well, and he needs to get
the good old the movie theater on the one.
So there's the ones that you sent out have been edited.
She edited all of them except for the last one.
And they're now on a Google Doc.
She has her comments about the site.
We're going to accept these as the version, and these will go away.
Well, it's just not the whole thing. So it's just your edit. But the top will be accidentally.
That's okay. I've got it in a...
Thank you. Thank you for watching out good. For it.
No worries. So then do I think I need to order the posts and then have them coded, or is that jumping ahead?
We'll take care of all of that.
No, the posts. The Public Works did those.
I thought you ordered those.
I ordered the post last time. But you I did? Think Camille was planning on having them just order it and getting them powder-coated before we get them.
Okay.
They have to be cut and powder-coated.
Yep. Do you want me to check on that while I'm checking on this? Or?
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
And then Mike went down and got...
I went down to get the one for the homestead, the hotel, Snyder Hotel. I had them produce some extra medallions, those ceramic medallions, but we're not sure where those are now.
Yeah. Well, where all of them are.
Camille said that we did get, they were on the invoice.
Yeah.
Did we put them someplace?
So she didn't know where they were?
Well, and you brought the frames up, didn't you? Did you bring, because we ordered all the frames. The only thing we didn't have was this.
So we need to go check and see if it's somehow mixed in there with the other frames.
Which I think she has stored over in the...
So we'll do that. We'll check on that.
Okay, thank you.
And those aren't cheap, those little medallions.
You got me.
The reason why we made extra medallions is we were worried that somebody would try to pry them off. They're not going to come off without breaking, but if somebody does try to pry them off, then we've got to replace them. So we plan to have enough for this 9 plus a couple of extras. So.
And those are such a nice touch. I was looking at the Heber City ones, and those are nice, but they don't have that little medallion.
Well, thank you. We feel like ours
really
are
cool.
Better.
Well, and theirs are so wordy.
Yes.
Someone's going to really stop and read the whole thing for attention span.
If they care more, they can look it up.
Yeah,
they're really well done.
On that QR code?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah, the medallions were the most expensive thing on the whole thing.
They really make it.
But it does.
Yeah. But we'll go ahead and order the plaques.
Okay.
Themselves. She's talking about
already?
Public Works simply ordering the
poles.
Okay, and then we have them powder coated,
yes.
I think. Yeah, okay.
But the plaque comes with, it's kind of the plaque
shape. Frame.
And it has a little frame that fits on top of the pipe. And we'll get those ordered from...
I thought you already did those.
I haven't done the 9. Well, if I did, they're over there, and we just need to take them back down.
I thought you had done those and the medallions. But.
Perfect. Thank you.
She married somebody who doesn't even put his socks on right in the morning.
Well, don't tell on yourself.
She's there to help you.
She's too old to help him.
So,
sorry, I just have to. I should probably preface that. Diane and I graduated from high school together, so I'm teasing her about being old because we're planning our 40-year class reunion.
Oh.
So I don't know if any of you want to see it, but I do have, when we find a photograph, hopefully an old photograph, and then I have some software that we scan that in so it comes out across as a line drawing, and then that goes on the plaque. So I have that for everything except for the Coleman store. If you would like to see those other pictures, I can make those available to you.
You don't have one at the store?
We found one in How Beautiful from the Mountain, but it's got like the guy sitting out front smoking. And
so I took...
My mom had collected all of the programs from Swiss Days from the time, I think the first one that I found was 62. And I gave those all to Lana, but there's two of them that are just pictures of buildings in Midway. And I'm wondering if maybe there's one in there.
That would be...
I had them all, and I thought they're just sitting in my closet. So I gave her for the DUP to go in the museum, but I didn't have every year, but I had a lot of them.
That's cool.
But there was one that I just noticed had a lot of pictures around town, and I'm wondering if there's one in there.
Okay,
but the one that I gave you of our house worked because it had a rip in the middle. Okay.
I'll send it back to you so you can see what it looks like.
Cool. Yeah, it wasn't very clear.
Well, and Jim said he has a bunch of photos of Coleman's store, too.
Oh, good. I just would be sad not to have that, an old picture, because it's not there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that where the Merck is now?
No.
No, that was Ivers.
That was...
It was right across from me.
Where the store is.
Yeah. The store. What the hell? Midway.
I'm like the store. The market.
So this is the last set of nine. We have the German Hall, which is a site. It's buried in whatever is built over it.
The German Hall. The little house right across the street where, the Dainty Pears driveway. There's that old home right there. In the center of that home is the old German Hall that's been...
So the German Hall is actually really part of this community, and we need to highlight that. Mm-hmm. And then we have the home where the Cafe Galleria is, mm-hmm. the Springer home site, mm-hmm. which in doing research, I don't have much of a connection to this community, but I found out like a fourth great uncle built the first home on that site.
Mm-hmm. The Springer?
Mm-hmm.
They were Snyders out of Snyderville.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bonner home.
Which one?
This is the one.
From the cannery.
With the barn.
The Wayne Bonner home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the Wilson Farmstead, that's Kathy's. And then the Agnes and O'Neill home, which is there, but it's missing its top level. But
that was the hotel, right?
What?
That was the hotel.
That's the hotel.
But now it's just a home.
It's now a home. And the First Ward Chapel site, which is over that way. Yeah. The Coleman store and 93 West Main. What was that? 93 West Main.
That's Coleman store.
No, isn't that... that's east. West.
West is this way.
I know that address. That's where that sandwich shop is.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's now a shop. So those... We tried to keep the main street as much as possible, but there's some that are off-site because this all feeds into our next topic, which is the walking brochure. We wanted to keep those fairly close by. So that's the nine. That gives us, with the Schneider Hotel, that gives us 38.
Well done.
And if anybody else has anything that they really feel like needs to be included on the walking tour, you know this town better than anybody. If you have something that we need to make sure we include that we have, and if you just let me know and we'll...
Sounds like, I will need to go through, but it sounds like you've got pretty much everything that...
I mean, there's still some...
There's some homes.
There are a lot of homes. If you drive around and look close,
yeah.
Like,
there are a lot of homes, but where do you stop?
Homestead Drive, there are a couple, two or three, that you just can't really see. They're kind of behind the trees, but...
Well, we were going to add one or two up there, but it's just too far out of the walking area, and we could always add them in later.
And every now and then I'll be walking by and notice that some house, you can see a piece of it, is mm-hmm. like old pot rock or something, and think, oh, mm-hmm. something old is in there.
Mm-hmm. How about that home that's up across from the church on Center mm-hmm. Street?
That's a great house.
John Watkins built that house, and I can't remember. Do we have a sign for it?
I think there is.
Oh, we do?
We have a plaque on there.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Well, it's red, right? Painted
yes.
red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's in horrible shape.
Yes.
Is that something worth putting in here?
I think we've already done it.
You've already done it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
And then Greg Kelso, I told him that this house over here was for sale on Bonner Corners.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, said, it was for sale.
And he bounced it back at me and he says, how about if your historical
did
committee
it sell?
Purchases it?
The sign's gone.
Oh, is the sign gone?
His house.
That was fast.
Really?
No, the old Racehorse Lane house.
Yeah.
The Racehorse
oh,
Lane.
Oh, yeah, 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 that one.
Well, I tried to get the Hardy Foundation interested in buying it, and then he threw it back at me and he says, and he was serious. He said, I think your historical committee should buy that and use it for a museum.
It would be awesome.
It would be awesome,
would
but
be.
We don't have the money.
We
but
have
if,
the
well, and they're like, it's mm-hmm. pricey.
That's prime.
Somebody came up with the money.
Well, if the sign's gone that fast, it must have been cash, because it wasn't that long.
And we've been getting calls about it in the planning.
Now, which house is this
about
you're talking
about?
About
that person doing something with it.
It's across from, it's down
it's across from the mercantile.
Yeah.
Directly
just
east
of
the mercantile.
The one that kind of looks
no.
like my
yeah.
house.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that was up
that
for sale,
happened.
And the sales sign's gone.
And Michael talked.
But I talked. I sent yeah. a message to Greg Kelso, and I said,
yeah.
Kelso or Kelso?
No, it's Kaslo.
Kaslo.
K-A-S-L-O.
I told him about it. I thought maybe he'd be interested in buying it, but obviously they didn't.
Wonder why.
He thought it would be better for us to buy it. We did talk to him about maybe making the building.
You should have said buy it and rent it to us.
But the building down here that they're working on, that
the shelter home.
The shelter home on, it's just
first
up,
south.
Yeah, across from the bakery.
Across from the bakery.
Yeah.
That is delightful.
Yeah.
And he says, when we.
Don't snows on that.
That's you.
No.
Yeah,
that's
we're doing that.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
The Hardy
well,
Foundation.
The
he's,
Hardy
with,
Foundation.
He's with the Hardy Foundation.
I've been watching it for a long time.
It looks
yeah.
really
my
good.
My sister lives
beautiful.
Next door.
Yeah. You should go see
my,
it.
My son is actually doing it. I'm not really doing it anymore. They kicked me off because I was too expensive.
But but when I talked to him, he says, I just don't know what we're going to do with this. We don't want it to be a rental house. I said, why don't you turn it over to our local chapter, the DUP, as a museum? And he didn't.
That would be awesome.
He didn't throw that idea out.
If they do that, we need to support them as the historical and try and help them get it open. Because there is the stuff in the community center, but it's not open. We
right.
need people to be able to go in and see what's there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, he didn't throw the idea out.
Yeah. It's not a very practical house. It's very small.
It's very small.
And
but if you see what we have for a museum now, it's better than what we have.
Oh, okay.
And they only have that one room full of stuff, so mm-hmm. it's not like they have a ton because they gave a lot to the museum in Heber.
Uh-huh.
But this is just midway stuff that didn't go to Heber. So
that would be nice.
It would be nice.
The best part about it is the add-on
mm-hmm.
in the back
mm-hmm.
that they did out of ammo boxes,
mm-hmm.
and we made it so that you can view the ammo boxes on the inside. We put another wall on the outside so that you can see all those, and it says ammunition 30 caliber, you know, stamped on a lot of them.
They did that, sure.
Yeah, that's really something to see.
When was that put on?
That was 1940 something, right before the end of the war. And yeah, because we got newspapers out of it. And the dates on the newspapers was like 1945 or 44.
In the middle of the wall.
In the middle
yes.
of the war, because
yeah.
you couldn't get 2x4s.
Yeah.
All that kind of
yeah.
stuff, you just couldn't get it. So they used ammo boxes for the walls. And that's not the only house in Midway. There's
mm-hmm.
several homes that
I was
were
gonna
made
say there's
completely out of
ammo boxes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know there are those. And there's, I sold the house and the garage was that. But I know that... that some of the newspapers that we found in walls
mm-hmm.
for insulation have
yeah.
just been amazing.
Yeah, we've collected a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
yeah.
So anyway, that's the report. So as
yeah,
our
running,
assignment, if you can get those accepted as the
I'll
documents
that yes.
we'll use, we'll check and see if we can find the medallions. We'll check with Jim about the narrative I prepared on the Coleman's store and see if he has a picture.
Okay.
And then I'll send you a picture of your house.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Should we move on?
Okay, walking brochure. I was on the first committee, subcommittee, to do that, and I thought that we had gone forward, but apparently it did not.
Okay.
Too expensive.
I think it was, so in talking to Camille, there were concerns about the expense. It was something like $6,000 or I can't remember the, but it was expensive to go through Ignition. And then there was a concern that it would, they were just kind of wanting to do a copy and paste of what Heber had done. And, you know, we definitely don't want to be Heber, right? We want to be our own thing. But I didn't realize there was already a subcommittee. So we
well, there
we
wasn't really.
Keep
it was
that.
Me and Camille.
Okay. Okay.
At the committee.
So I was going to say, let's
so then Camille
do that.
Had brought out one that Russell, what's her first name? Allison Russell. Had put together for
this one.
For
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Folklore.
So, which is kind of just a similar, you know, an idea.
But
go ahead, Diane.
And so she was going to. She wanted to talk to Allison and see if she would help us do one.
Yeah.
I didn't
so
know that Allison.
So what's the $6,000 for?
To design a brochure.
And it was
going to
be like trifold on, you know.
Nice paper.
Yeah.
And is that just the design or is that the printed?
I think it was everything. I may not have the exact cost.
How many do we need?
That's what we should talk about. Because are they just going to be thrown away when people are
probably
done with
them?
I mean, we want to be realistic. So we don't
some people
spend
are
going to
keep paper, and some
so
people are going to keep nothing.
And it would be nice to have maybe local artists do it. I mean.
So, is Ignition the only game in town? I don't think so. I know there are others. So can we get bids
mm-hmm.
on that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the Heavy Ted board, and I do know there is some grant money and some money coming from the Economic Development and Tourism Office that we used to get for our maps before the city took on the maps under Celeste. This is, I go back way years. Sorry, guys. It's been a long time. Anyway, but I do know there's money, and $6,000 is not a lot in that one, in that scheme of things for me to go ask for if we have it all set up and say this is what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
It's tourism driven, so
mm-hmm.
it would be coming from the TRT and transient room tax.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
talk sometimes and don't know who knows what, but so maybe there's other places we can get the $6,000, but I do think that I could help possibly that. My first thought is that I could ask for that group to fund that if we have it
mm-hmm.
done and a plan of and know exactly what the cost is.
We were trying to get it, so I don't know what exactly happened. We had a bunch of money that we had to spend by when? The end of the year?
By
June.
The
last
fiscal year.
It couldn't have been this June because we felt like
about $3,800 we need to spend by this June, I believe the end of June.
Yeah.
So the marker posts will go towards that, and we're hoping the brochures, because we don't want to lose that money, because we need to have you go to city council
and say we need more. Yeah.
Yeah.
So even if we got half of it by June and then got half of it after June, so we had it on the 2 years, you could get the $6,000 from the city.
I like her idea of getting several bids.
Yeah,
because maybe
we have time,
we can do it for half
that.
That.
Yeah. So we need to get it designed first. So
well, but isn't the bid to design it?
Yes.
Yeah. True.
So who are the people? I mean, you need a list of
who are you going to put it to bid? Who are you going to ask?
There's got to be several graphic designers in the valley here.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's some. I'm sure there's some in Midway. I'm sure there's some.
Oh yeah.
I think if you put it out there. And
yeah.
And look, you'll find quite a few.
Well, they were going to ask, has Allison produced this and see if maybe
but she... But did she, or did she have Wendy Rennie do it? Because Wendy is a graphic designer.
I don't know.
Wendy's her neighbor.
Krista Lewis.
Designer.
So for me, I think it's important to put it out there and let the community come up, you know, come forward, if, especially if they care enough and want to do it. You know, whoever did this took some thought and, you know.
So we need to know which properties we want to have on there and where they're located. So have a rough draft.
So maybe the concept.
Just kind of a, you could even put numbers and then they can put them
just
in.
Just like some of the, well, these each, well, no, some of them are just a number. Because you don't need all of the homes, you know, pictures of all the homes. But you do need a number with the location. But there's like key homes. A little drawing like this would be really fun.
Then there would be a list of the ones that we have.
But then
and the QR code, the main QR code.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what we talked about is having the map, and then on the back it has the number one is this home, and you don't have the addresses and stuff.
Well, and the... Sorry, my brain keeps going. Just keep going.
So there's 38? You want 38 on here?
I don't think 38.
Well, we'll have 37 because Homestead's kind of a ways away.
It was 38.
But the Homestead was one of them.
It was 28 plus 9 is 38.
And one of them is the Homestead. We don't really need to put the Homestead on there. It's way out
walk.
Yeah.
Don't we want the walkable landmarks, kind of the main ones?
So that takes them off. I don't know if that takes the Hobbit House off.
Yeah, it might take the Hobbit House off.
And then there's the little cabin up on Center Street that's attached to that modern home.
Well, but what I would suggest on those is maybe you just put a little number and say, out this way or out that way. Because
are they going to walk? Do you think they're actually going to walk, or do you think they might be driving?
I think a lot of people will walk.
Some of them. I think they'll walk in town, but then they'll...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because in the summertime, well, you probably see it too. There are lots of people that walk up down Main Street.
Oh, that's true.
They'll come up and read.
But in that center area, I don't think they're going to go
clear down.
You know?
They may drive.
They might drive.
Well, like the food nanny and stuff. People will start to walk further.
They will. Yeah. And once South Hill comes on with their little businesses, I think you'll have a lot more walkers. Is Johnson Mill on here? Mm-mm. So the old mill.
A little too far out.
So it's got some cool things.
Should we form a subcommittee or keep add a few people to it?
And then always feel kind of the disadvantage because I don't know anyone here as far as like people who might bid on it.
I think you could even do I there's a lot of people I know and some I don't. I think you put it out on Ask Midway and just say we're getting bids so that it actually may go to somebody who's really interested. I mean, not that others wouldn't be interested, but it would be
an opportunity.
To me, it would be more fun to have somebody who's really passionate about it versus somebody who just wants the job.
Who I'm not on Ask Midway.
I see things every now and then. I could probably figure out how to put something on there.
I'm like, you tell me what to post. I can post. I stay on all of that. I don't post usually, just because politically it's just a nightmare. But I like to know what's going on. So if you get me what you want, I can post it too.
So this isn't quite maybe what we want, but it's a close. So this is from the town of Marysvale down on the way to Richfield. So they have a map, and then they've taken probably the little dot, and there's the little quick
that's quite a bit.
Overview of each one. They've got a lot on here.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we won't need to do that because you've got to get
they
a QR
read
code.
They can read
this I could see if you were just driving in your new car, you could read about it.
Yeah,
but
so can I ask a question? When they did Volksmarch, they did they had an app that was through a Utah web page at the state of Utah that you could do the QR code and it would talk to you about it. Are those there?
I think.
Are we double doing, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, we've got a QR code on our flat, and it comes back to our website, and we haven't done it, but the plan is to put more info and pictures and that kind of stuff for each home on our website.
Okay.
But if they've got stuff on the Volksmarch
March.
It was like the Utah Preservation.
Yeah. Oh, Utah Preservation.
Utah Preservation something website.
And it was under walking tours.
Yelp lists 10 graphic designers in and around Midway.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So who wants to be on the subcommittee for this? Who wants to work on
to
that?
To oversee the graphic design and production of the brochure is what you're saying, right?
Well, I'm thinking we need to have define the concept so that, you know, the designers, when we find them, have clear direction.
And they're all bidding on the same.
Yeah, so we need to know which homes are going to be on it, number them, so list of the homes, number them.
We want to number them before we put them out?
We have them numbered. We have it.
Okay.
We just need to
and then put them on the map, or I guess that's what the designer will do.
Yeah,
but
because we have addresses.
Okay, yeah, we need addresses.
We'll try and put something together.
Thank you.
Kind of a concept design and what to do.
Oh, yeah.
So thank someone you. To do the wording for the advertisement and then follow through with the interview the designers.
So here's one for Midway.
Help with the wording.
Oh, I can't find it.
Oh, that's a good thing.
It's really ugly. But there's one from Midway. It's got the map and it's got the list on the back, which is pretty much what.
Where'd you get that?
I think I found it when I was going through those boxes of booster stuff.
Because it's on a typewriter. You can.
So is this going to be like one page or?
It'd be like
are we talking color?
Yeah, it's got to be color.
I think it has to be color. Yeah.
So trifold color has to be, yeah.
I had another one in here too, another sample from Cottonwood Heights.
Now, is this a certain day that this is going to all occur, or is this over
a
long
project
period of time?
Yeah.
Well, that's when I told you, or when I said my brain starts thinking. Mm-hmm. So, Midway Must Haves originally was approved as a visitor center with some swag,
yeah.
And it ended up being something of the opposite.
Do they still
and
do
I
the
think
Bolts March?
Yes, and I think that the visitor center is going to be more focused on visitors, and this to me is so awesome because then it says visitor center, and here's some information. Go see our historical tour.
And
to me,
what
it fits really well.
That shelter house might work because it is the oldest home in town.
And it's right across from the bakery,
people. There is, I mean, we saw it. We did have a Midway. It was more of a commercial thing.
It was
than a
historic
thing.
Commerce.
It's Preservation Utah Tours, I think, is the app.
I have it on my phone, but I couldn't get it.
Yeah, I couldn't find
it. Here's another example of a trifold. So
the Bulk March?
There's a map.
I don't know.
And there's the descriptions.
Those are long descriptions.
Each house?
Well, they don't have very many. We live in Cottonwood Heights. There's not a lot of historic homes in Cottonwood Heights.
The time I did it, it was Shark.
Although
it
has an interesting history because I had an area they called it.
Transitioned through different
people.
I was out of town this year, so I wasn't there, so I don't know who was in charge this year.
Chipping stone for the Salt Lake Temple.
So it's not coming up?
And we go up to the canyon to work.
What was the website? Utah Preservation?
So was Granite.
It's Preservation Utah Tours.
The town of Granite?
I just went there.
Where they got
somewhere.
I wonder if they shut it off.
I wonder if they shut it off.
Tours.org?
I just have the app.
But they don't have much to look at. I mean, that's it. Nine historic. It's a suburbia. That's what it is. It's not a historic community.
So are you good at writing? Sounds like you're good at writing.
I can help
maybe
with the writing
maybe
bit.
Maybe you could write up a little blurb to help us find a designer.
Okay.
So Lisa could put out there.
Send it to me and I'll okay. post it.
Perfect. I love that.
So would you like to have these?
Yes, I'll keep those in our files. Thank you.
Here it is. Midway tour.
Downloading.
Yeah, download the tour. So
under
it was under
Midway.
Tours.
If you click on walking tours there's, and then go to Midway.
You go south of Richfield, and then you hit the highway, and you can take the highway over to the I-15, or you can keep going straight. You stick it straight. The Circle Bell, Anchorage, it's
so do you need help putting together the list of the homes we want on there, or do we know?
I have the main
the list ones.
This is looking at the new ones that he's just done.
Okay.
I'm going to put them on a map and see where they all are, and then we can condense it however we
love
want.
It. I love how you think.
Have you got the whole? I'll send you the whole list again.
I have the brochure that was given to me by the Heart Foundation. They mailed it to me, and it's a historical brochure on Midway, and it shows a bunch of different old homes and stuff.
Here, you want to look at it?
How do I get that to you?
Are you able to scan it and email it? Or if not, if you bring it to me or I can pick it up, I can scan it.
So this was the one that
we've got it.
Walking tours.
Well, if you take my phone number.
Perfect.
And
okay.
Just let me know when you're coming by and I'll
okay.
make it available.
This is on that. I love it. And you're at the house across from Lola's, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in St. George or are you there this in the winter?
That is good.
I'm in St. George.
Yeah, Bergner Boss Home.
Spring
Coleman
and fall.
Home.
Okay, so you're here in the winter.
Oh, sometimes. That's yeah, we're here in the winter and here in the summer. But lately, I've got this big job down on Temple Square, doing the Beehive House and the Lion House.
What?
Yeah.
You do?
And
that's amazing.
Yeah,
he's working on those.
I work for the church history.
Amazing.
Department.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So you're working.
You know Emily?
I sure know Emily.
Yes.
Albert Kohler Legacy Farm.
That's your phone number.
801.
That's on the walking tour. That's her farm.
Is it your mom that bought the house?
0725.
Across
Luke. I'm Chuck.
The Luke house.
Perfect.
So, okay. Albert and Elsie.
All right, just give me a call and I'll make it official. It was right on my desk. I was going to bring it and I totally forgot it.
I do that all the time. Perfect. And I'll text you.
So, I'm working with those guys.
So we can when I get home. And see.
Wait, say that again?
It was Olmsted.
Yeah, not paying attention.
Yeah.
But we're right in the thick of it right now.
I don't know. And you know, my mom did a ton of research on our home, but I don't
it's
think
a challenge.
She did a whole heck of a lot on
you know,
that.
They're giving us black and white photos from 1860, and they're making replicas of all the furniture and all the frames.
I'm just
the
land, the
writing up a contract for Josh Probert's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know
he was at my shop today. Yeah, I work with him every day, and he's telling us exactly how to do all this stuff.
Well, Pam,
it's a fun job. Really is fun.
I don't think she looks back.
By the way, he's going to give our committee one of the first tours of the facility down there when it's done. We're going to do a field trip.
Yes, that would be great.
She did
that'd
a
be
lot
great.
Of research on that one, too. It'd
be really fun.
Yeah,
you'll get one before we do.
First West, first
I don't know.
Stop.
Oh,
yeah.
That was
sure. I didn't want this job. I didn't solicit this job. I was told them I was retired, and they didn't seem to care about that. You know?
Your company?
They see the skill.
It's Rocky Mountain Painting. Yeah, we've worked for the church doing temples and special projects for 40 years.
Mm.
And
he's working on the...
I heard him say that because I keyed that because we're my husband and I are conference center missionaries.
Oh, cool!
And they're training us all about the temple because we're going to be doing the open house.
Yeah,
He's working on the lion house and the beehive house.
That's what I heard him say. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
So you didn't know what you had in this room, did you? She's with the church history department.
Yeah, this is a good,
it's a good
this
group.
Is a good group. So
okay, so
oral histories. I talked to Athena today.
Athena's the one that's done most of
it. And, yeah, she said she's working on getting the next three oral histories going. So she's contacted Peg Sabe, and she's got a pre-interview scheduled for March 11th, tentatively.
Good.
And then she had mentioned, and she wasn't sure the name, Thacker. What is? Do you know the first name?
I don't know who she's talking about. I think there's she a said lot it of Thackers.
It's I have
Barbara.
My list. Barbara.
Thacker. Okay, that's who it was. She couldn't remember. And then she's going to be contacting her. And then Mike Lundeen, although he's had some health issues, so when he's able to, we'd like.
I've got this whole list of other people that need to be visited too.
Good. So. We like that. Keep that going.
And we, you know, the first 10 that we...
On our website.
I'm just going to look at them.
The first 10 interviews we did, actually I think it was 11, two of them are dead.
I wish we had Jerry.
We do.
Do you have Jerry? Oh, yeah.
He was our first
one. And I wish you had Zelda Isaacson.
Oh.
She knew this stuff. She could tell you. Mm-hmm. It was my aunt, and she... Mm-hmm. She was just
so we got to get on this.
Dennis so, Clegg was the other one. That was
so we have a volunteer who does the videography for us.
That's awesome.
Fabulous.
He does a wonderful job. So
now Athena had mentioned, so he's having some work done on his house. So as far as he can go in and do the interviewing, the editing, it might take a minute because he has to disassemble everything.
I think it's more important that we just preserve it and get it down.
Good.
Yeah.
And then we've talked about, and Jim is more involved in this, but getting, okay, so there's the Norm Kohler tapes, that a whole bunch of them went down to BYU for a linguistic professor who digitized the whole thing, and
you mean all the projects from his class?
Well, on the tapes.
The
So the linguistic professor was doing it for dialect changes and all that stuff. But he's converted. He's digitized them all that he had, digitized them and translated them, and we're trying to get that stuff back too. So then we've got those oral histories for some of these people.
Then we have to figure out how we're going to post those so people can access them, and they're not all from Midway.
So we need to go through and pull out the Midway ones, and then some are for, you know, Hebrew, but that all happened after us. We didn't do Norms.
But a lot of these people are long gone, but we do have at least an oral interview for a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool.
So that's Jim's project, is that one.
Mm-hmm. So we should be able to put those on YouTube like we have with the other ones. Is that kind of the
thing? I would think
so. Just a picture of the person.
Yeah, a picture of the person and their audio.
Can we tell how the ones that are already posted have been visited? Can we tell?
Oh,
we can see how many visits. Yes, we can.
But how would people know to visit? Are they promoted anywhere?
Not yet.
That's something we could promote on our walking brochure. It's just as simple as just saying to learn more about oral histories or
the history of Midway or whatever, you know, go to the website and it's there.
Because
we have the 11.
No, because it would be really interesting to know who's going there, but they have to know that they're there.
Yeah.
So we have the 11 already posted there.
And I think that once we have this map, and that it should be in the DUP in Heber and in Midway. Because the one in Heber is open.
Yeah.
And I think people...
It should be over at the chamber.
Oh, for sure. It can be at the chamber for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we talked about the Midway last time.
Yeah, in there. Yeah, you'll have a lot of people.
And even here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we need quite a few maps.
So, I mean, if we're going to print...
The homestead will keep them the...
If we're going to print, what, 500?
Oh, no, you're 5,000.
5,000?
Really? Okay.
I would bet. Because if you do 500 color, you're going to pay top dollar. So the more you get, the cheaper they are. And if you put them in all of these places, and they're going out to all the tourists, And, I mean, it's not something you have to update every year. Once mm-hmm. this work is done, it's going to be something that can carry over for years.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you do a lot.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's good.
So I will try to get with Diane. I'll try to get those.
You'll try to get with me.
I'll get the nine plaques ordered before our next meeting.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, so
they're nicer to you down there than they are to me, though.
So Diane will do that, and you bring the refreshments.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm serious. I go in there, and the guy's grumpy to me, and then she goes down there and says, "Oh hi," they're like their buddy buddy. And
where is it?
At
McGee.
McGee's.
Oh.
Stamp.
Where's uh-huh. McGee's?
It's on State Street. It's an engraving place.
Oh.
Yeah, the guy's pretty grumpy.
So I have one last thing, and it came in after the agenda, but I think it's something that it kind of relates to what we do here. And it's the old Filler Up coffee station. It's going to be a new store called Storyboard, but they are going before the city council to see if this sign, we call it the lollipop sign, it's historical, we believe, if that can be grandfathered in.
Do you want to know the history?
Yes.
So my aunt and uncle put it up when he had the Automeister.
Really?
And she painted the Automeister sign in the circle, Aunt Monica. And it was up there for a long time until they changed it to Filler Up. And actually, I think it died. I mean, it was gone before that, but yeah, so it's historical, but it wasn't built. I don't think that when Bill's service station was there, I don't think he had that sign. Could be, but I don't think
so. What do they want to do with it?
Well, grandfathered in. Yeah, just grandfathered in because it doesn't meet the current sign code.
Grandfathered
so,
in.
I mean, so I just wanted to get you all of your feedback on that.
Before the VAC.
Yes, will you give me your feedback on that? Do you think that should be grandfathered?
I do, but I think we would want to see what they're going to put on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that has to go through the VAC. They're just talking about the frame.
Oh. And the post, because I think it's taller than what we
it
allow.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. it's way not what we allow
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's way.
It's an architectural element that's been on Main Street for a long time, and I think it should stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
well,
they have
in
to get approved what they're going to put on there anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, they grandfathered Lola's.
So that can't be crazy. So. Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Okay, perfect. That'll go before the city.
And I think that it should. I think it should be great. I think those things that have been here like that should be tastefully put whatever they are going to put in it. But
so do we have to come out in support of it, or?
Well, I just wanted to get your feedback on it. But, yeah, and then I can relay it back. And here's the code that talks about it. Certain historical signs may be exempted from the requirements of this chapter if the city council finds that the signs have historical significance and that removal or alteration of the sign would be detrimental to the public interest. So.
And the business that's going in there wants to keep the sign?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
The frame.
If you want to have a motion, we'll vote it in. And you know, at least say that the historical committee approved it.
Perfect.
Okay. Can we have a motion that we
will?
Motion
that we support keeping the existing historic sign.
I second.
Cool. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Nice.
Opposed?
There you go.
I love the old stuff.
Yeah, so do I.
She likes the old
don't
stuff.
Don't we all?
Too.
Yeah. That's why we're here.
I'm like, we sometimes. I don't win when I vote, but this time I think I'll win on that one.
I mean, sometimes I feel like stuff is really disappearing, and things are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you walk around and look close, there's still a lot mm-hmm. that's here.
Let me tell you a little story about the old stuff. On my house, you know what they call the barge boards that curly cue boards that go up. Those were made out of one log, each one log.
Wow.
And they cut it. I still have the saw that they cut it with in the back of, in the barn. And it's a huge saw, and I think it was run by either mules or something, because this is 1800s, you know, and this blade was this big around. Anyway, the guy that made those, there was only one guy in town that knew how to make those, and his name was Moroni Blood. And, you know, the Blood Lake up there was named after him. That was his lake. He found that place. And these boards, they didn't use all the boards. There's one still left in the barn, and it's this wide, and it's about that high, and it's solid wood. And the guy that made it, he made it with hand drills. There's no electricity now. Hand drills, chisels, and planes. And he was the only guy in town that knew how to do this. And so John Watkins employed him to do that on all these homes.
So what home do you live in?
On the corner of Center and Main, right across from Lola.
Oh, in Lethe's.
Lethe's house.
You didn't ever know Lethe.
I have heard so much about her. I have a picture of her upstairs.
If you walked through the house and did a tour with Lethe, I mean, oh, I wish we had recorded that. Yeah. I mean, she loved that house, and she'd say, and this door was from, I mean, she could tell you, you could be there for hours.
And she'd take her hand and she'd say, you just shook the hand.
The hand.
No, there's only two. There's only two hands. Because it was her, Lethe's uncle, that was the guy, was Joseph Smith's guy, friend or whatever.
Yep, I was there for that story many a time.
And she made you write a journal.
Just amazing lady.
Not a note, you know. She kept a register of
you
the people.
You had to sign in. Yeah. I'm in there a few times.
That's cool.
Well, but she was a neat old
lady. Our trivia for today.
Well, that is awesome. I'm glad somebody's in there that's, you know.
Well, I restored
them. He gave us all a tour.
7 years.
Oh, wow.
Gregory had me do that. It took 7 years. And then we became homeless because we sold our home up in Eden. And I would come down here and spend the week. I would sleep in the house for 5 days or four nights, and then go back to Eden. But when we sold our home in Eden, we became homeless, and Gregory said, you want to stay there? I said, great. It'll just be temporary. We'll stay there just temporary until we find another place. Well, my wife loves the house so much, she didn't want to leave, and so we've been there for 3 years now. And we do have a home in St. George, but something about that home, it is just delightful.
It's special, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really special. And I think we have our own personal ghost.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you probably have one.
My grandkids, they sleep upstairs, and they said, Papa, there's a ghost up there. We hear her.
And it's like,
it's Lethe.
It's probably Lethe.
My niece is convinced there's a ghost in our house.
Yeah.
I didn't believe in ghosts really, and then I worked at the Blue Boar, and when it was the Huckleberry, and I would sit there. I was the only person there, and the door handles are the kind that go like this, you know, and I on many occasions watched that door go click click, and it would open enough for somebody to walk in, and then the door would shut. And the lights would go off and on, and and I got to know her, and after 12 years, I know she's there. I think she's a Indian.
An Indian?
Mm-hmm, because I think she's, one of the housekeepers brought her daughter, and they were going to look at the rooms, and she got to one of the rooms that had a window that you could see when you came up. And she said, oh, Mom, you can't go in there. There's that lady in there. She said, what lady? And she said, I saw her in the window. And she's got long, dark hair. And I had about five different people that saw a woman that they would have said she was an Indian.
That's
so I've wondered. Mm-hmm. Because there's no burial ground there that was ours. Mm-hmm. So it would make sense that maybe there was an Indian.
And there was a burial ground up that
there way? Isn't. That's why I'm saying that, that's, we know of. That we know of. That's why I've always thought that makes sense. It kind of fits. But yeah, she was a jokester. She's stuck there for whatever reason. I think she's there, and she likes technology. You know the old old 10 keys mm-hmm. that you'd add push add and the paper would feed. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I'd be sitting at my desk, and the paper would start feeding.
Oh, wow.
Did it scare you when you were a kid?
No. After after a while, I got used to it. Yeah. I knew that we'd hear steps across the upstairs, and nobody was up. Nobody was even there. Place was dead. Nobody was there during the week.
Let this get
and
out.
I think it'll be full on Halloween.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, welcome. We're happy to have you.
Sorry to have to go off on
this. It's a fun committee, though, isn't it?
It is fun. Yeah. And you know what? I hadn't thought about Coleman Store forever or Lethe. I mean, mm-hmm. these are my childhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
My childhood.
That's awesome. Well, and you bring knowledge, too, because you're from
there. Yes, and I wish I knew so much more. I wish I had paid more attention, you mm-hmm. know? You just...
Don't we all?
Yes. You get to the point so and you go, oh, my gosh, they'll always be there to ask. And then...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they're not.
Yeah.
Well, and Jim is a wealth of information.
He is. He's so and he's fun. That and step he's older than I am. Mm-hmm. He's in that older era that...
And he has photos and all this stuff, but we're like... He needs to actually kind of share that with us because someday he's not going to be here.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of photos and histories and stuff. So.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I motion we adjourn.
She didn't call for the motion.
Oh, sorry.
I ask for a motion to adjourn.
Okay. I motion we adjourn.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.